song of the day.
It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and song of the day is where you vote with your phone. You get one text, so you got to make it count. There's no redos. Once you submit it, you submit it by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Today is a Thursday, so the category is Throwback Thursday. Let's kick it off with Live the Web Girl. What song do you think best represents a good Throwback Thursday?
Ooh, okay, so I picked this song, and I just heard it on someone's Instagram video, actually, Ricky Thompson. If you follow him, he's like a social media famous. I love him. But I heard it in one of his Instagram videos recently, and it's so good. Such throwback. I totally forgot about this song. And it's, wait, hold on.
You pick songs and you never know.
I
need you to tell me the artist and the song name.
I know it's by Janet Jackson. It's All For You. All For You.
Really passionate about today's pick, everyone. That's Janet Jackson, You For All. I love that song.
It's so good.
Of course it is. I can tell the passion.
When I was little, my sisters used to listen to it, and we would play it on one of my sister's boom boxes and like or one of their like speaker things, and we would all dance to it when I was little, me and all my sisters.
It's okay, Liv. You don't have to convince me. You got to get the, convince the people that
I'm
are going to
vote. I'm already getting last place. It's fine. But okay. I just like it.
There we go.
It makes me happy.
Okay, for me, I went with the Throwback Thursday, and this makes me happy, and this song is just like dope vibe. I'm talking about from ATL, Georgia. Talking about Outkast with Rosa Parks. Well, that's gonna bust you in the mouth with the chorus now. Say, some of the best lyricists out there have to be Big Boy and Andre 3000. So I love me some Outkast. Definitely vibe into that today for Throwback Thursday. Porkchop, what about you?
My song, my mom wouldn't probably let me listen to it as a kid, even the clean version. So I've got the clean version. It's a great song. It's the band with Eminem and D12. So I picked Purple Pills.
Oh, are we allowed to play that?
Yeah, Purple Hills, not Purple Pills.
Okay, let's see what it sounds like. I've been so many places, I've seen so many faces, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills. I've climbed the highest mountain, once or twice, but who's counting? But nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills. Cool, calm, just like my mom, with a couple of inside of... I like that.
Whoa.
I forget what they say in the Queen version. It's like so stupid.
They should make a kids' bops version of that.
That'd be hilarious.
Cool, calm, just like my mom before she cleans
the
house.
Oh, he said a couple of lawsuits inside her palms.
I would love to see a kids' bop that is just like redoing like Schoolboy Q songs, Eminem songs, ASAP Rocky songs.
They like redo Taylor Swift songs, which are fine.
I know.
Like, it's hilarious.
Taylor Swift is already kids' bop.
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, she said lover. We have to say person I'm romantically interested in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, honey. Well, I chose a song. Okay, if you've ever been busted, like straight up caught red-handed, and you cannot think of an excuse, and just in the moment you have to say something naturally, you would just be like, it wasn't me, Shaggy. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off. It's a whole vibe. Vote for Shaggy. Shaggy's the man.
I love Shaggy, but I've never understood any of his lyrics. But that is a bop. That's a good song. If McKenzie wins today, I won't even be that butthurt about it. So let's recap so you know what to vote for, and I can remind Liv again. The category is a Throwback Thursday, and the songs are All For You by Janet Jackson. That's what Liv went with. Myself, Joe, I went with Rosa Parks by Outkast. Porkchop went with Purple Hills by D12. That's the band along with Eminem in there. And McKenzie, she went with It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Okay. Who is going to win? We'll find out after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita. So get your vote on right now. Text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. Song to 52140.
I forgot to vote for myself again.
Then vote. But don't say that out loud. Oh, the mic's wrong. Oops. I'm kidding. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. It's hard. Like, Pork Chop, you need to remind us, like, all morning, like, 3 minutes to vote, 2 minutes to vote, 1 minute to vote.
Got it.
Thank you. And by the way, can we get an I voted sticker? Because I would love to have one of those so I can just wherever you're like, you voted? I didn't know. Like, oh, yeah, Song of the Day happened.
That'd be so funny.
That's what we can give out as like a Joe and McKenzie prize. We can get like, I voted on the Song of the Day.
Hey, and shout out to Emily, one of our amazing listeners. She votes every single morning and she calls in also to let us know who she's voting for.
Yeah, well, I'm not shouting her out. She didn't vote for me today.
She voted for me today. Love you.
Suck it up, Joe. She only votes for either you or McKenzie.
That's true, but you and Pork Chop usually have trash. So.
She's voted for me
she
before.
She got a makeover with me at Macy's, so we bonded. She's gorgeous.
Oh, no wonder. See, Mackenzie gives favor. She makes people over. I have nothing to give except for love. Let's recap. The category on a Thursday is usually Throwback Thursday, and that's what we went with. Live the Web Girl went with a good one by Janet Jackson called All For You. Then we had myself, Joe. I went with Outkast because I just love the vibe of this song, and I think it's a good song to get you through the day. It's Rosa Parks by them. Do you want to bump, 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 bump? Then Pork Chop, which a song, I'll say it now, the voting is closed. I hope we play. Because I really love, maybe it's because I'm from Michigan. Like, I love Eminem, I love D12, but I really like this song. The edited version is still pretty crazy. It's called Purple Hills. You can probably figure out what they're talking about. It's by D12.
I've seen so many faces, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills.
Okay, and Mackenzie, you went with a very good song.
Yes.
Have you ever found yourself in this position before?
Yeah, when you're busted, you're guilty, and you're just like, oh, yeah, it wasn't me.
By Shaggy.
Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door.
Okay, Pork Chop has got Rosie with him. They're doing their thing, and I think the results might be ready. I'm going to turn it over to them.
Yeah, the results are definitely ready. My goodness, I've never seen this before. Wow. Okay.
Is there a problem?
There is a dead tie for last place between Joe and Liv.
Woo! Joe, welcome to the bottom, baby. How does it feel?
I've always been on top, but I guess I'm on the bottom.
13% of the vote.
So we split that?
No, like 13% of the vote for you, Joe. 13%
honestly,
of the...
Honestly, that's not the lowest I've ever gotten. So.
Yeah, me neither, so I'll take it as...
That's a win for me.
It's kind of a win-lose, yeah.
Second place and first place are separated by a lot. Second place with only 18% of the vote, me, producer Porkchop. Mackenzie won with 55% of the vote.
Yes, honey! Thank you!
Wow.
Shaggy! I feel like just a vibe. It's a fun throwback.
Wow.
That means I am the new reign of the losing spot.
Dang.
All time loss.
Thank you for everybody who voted. You rock. Love you. Let's enjoy some Shaggy.
Here's Mackenzie.
I like it.